How
So
much
you
money
never
would you
know.
need to save? If it's
Right.
$5,000, save $5,000. Or you can get creative and break it up and say, save $500, save $1,000, save $2,500. And then as you get to those goals, you can mark them off.
Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast with your host, your favorite Jersey girl, Shira Renee. And you know, we are still in season five, and season five is all about transformation. We have talked about our future selves and preparing and what that looks like. And, you know, we're all about writing a vision and making it plain. But now my guest today is going to talk about what happens when you write the vision. What do you do next? So tonight I have the pleasure of sitting down with Miss Adriana Ladanio, and she is a woman of many hats. And I'm going to let her tell you who she is and all the things that she does. After her countdown, I'll bring her to the stage. Hey, hey, how are you?
Good. Hi.
I'm excited. Did I say the name right? I got it right.
You did. You got yes. It perfectly.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Because many people pronounce my name wrong. So I'm like, woo, I hate to pronounce my name wrong, but I'm glad I got it right. So yes. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, who you are, and all the things that you do, because you got many hats.
Okay. So I'm Adriana Ladanio. As you introduced, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, a licensed clinical addiction specialist, and certified clinical supervisor intern, which basically means I can supervise individuals that are on their journey to becoming an addiction specialist here in North Carolina. I am also the CEO and lead therapist in my private practice, Self-Lead Enterprise, where we focus on providing mental health support to helping professionals, whether that is teachers, fellow therapists, individuals in leadership roles. We provide mental health support to them. We do leadership trainings, and we also do workshops for the workplace to specifically educate leaders on the different types of mental health conditions that can show up in our employees, and how do we approach those situations from an emotionally intelligent standpoint. So outside of that, I'm very active in my community. I founded a group called Fayetteville Therapist Connect, which is basically a community of over 150 therapists that provide services to the Cumberland County and surrounding areas here in North Carolina. And I'm also the president of my local chapter of the Behavioral Health Professionals Association. So basically what that is I oversee meetings every third Friday throughout the year where behavioral health professionals get together and we talk about the different things that's happening in our community and how we can support one another. And I'm a mom and a wife, right? My favorite jobs.
Right. On top of everything else.
I am a mom and a wife. I have four children.
Whew.
Yes, four. Four kids, two dogs to include a puppy. So I know, girl, it's crazy.
And a partridge here. And a pear tree.
It's crazy over here. Sometimes I look up like, what are we doing?
How do you do it?
Prioritizing self-care.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Because one thing I learned a couple years ago is I can't show up for other people if I don't show up for myself first. Mm-hmm. So I am very, very, very intentional when it comes to giving people from my overflow, not what's in my cup, but what's coming out of it overflowing.
Yeah, that's my word, intentional for 2025. Ooh. Like to be very, very intentional because time is so precious. You don't know how much time we have here left on earth. So my vow to myself for 2025 is to make the rest of my life the best years of my life because I don't know how much of it I have. So I'm all about that overflow. And you know, as a former people pleaser, right? Mm-hmm. We always give people what's in our cup because we like to make people happy. Right. And sometimes you just need to sit, give yourself a moment, say no, unplug, do whatever it is that you need to do, mm-hmm. and refill yourself before you go out into the world because people will drag you to hell. They'll drain you. And when you went somebody hospital, they'll just hire somebody else. Mm-hmm. Or just talk to somebody else. So it's important that you show up 100%, you know, filled up. So like you said, they can get the overflow. And you know when a person is getting the overflow when you're not feeling depleted after you've given them a piece of you, right? Okay. So I'm big on that word, intentional. I love that you said that. So when we were talking and we met, we were talking about the vision board. You know, we're in 2025. This is the first quarter of the year and everybody's writing down their vision. And you tripped me out because you said something about a bingo card. And I was like, I just had to have you come on and explain to the people the difference between a vision board and a bingo card. And we're not talking about bingo as, you know, because I'm an old lady in my head. I think I'm one of the golden girls. Like, I would love to play bingo, right? We're not talking about that type of bingo card. We're talking about something else. I'm going to let you, you know, tell the people what the difference is between a vision board and a bingo.
Yeah. So I have to give credit to TikTok because in my downtime, my leisure, I'm scrolling, right? Whenever I can catch a moment, I'm scrolling. And I happen to see some individuals on TikTok talking about bingo cards and doing bingo cards for 2025. And I was like, oh, this is cool. However, I didn't hear anybody talk about how important it is to do a bingo card and the difference between a bingo card and a vision board. So I was having some conversations with some friends and a few family that I had introduced the bingo card to just to say, hey, look, this is what I'm doing for 2025. I'm turning 2025 into a game. I know people are stressed out by the elections, all the changes that's happening right now. But one of the things I always teach my clients is to focus on the things that you can control. And the things that I can control is my joy, right? And a part of that,
yes,
because I like to think I can be a little childish sometimes. I like to have fun. So, the bingo card like really resonated with me. And I'm like, that's my go-to. But as I sat down and I was working through, what am I going to put on my bingo card? It clicked. And I was like, oh my gosh. Your bingo card is the next step after you create your vision board. Reason being is because a vision board is used for visualization purposes. And typically the things that we put on our vision board is those big goals, the big things that we're trying to get to, right? All the things that we aspire to be, aspire to do. We put all of that stuff on the bingo card, buying the house, having the 850 credit score, having the perfect body, right? But what we fail to realize is the big goal is great, but what matters is the steps that we take to get there. So creating those habits, and when you incorporate a bingo card, it helps you to start building those habits by putting down those action items. So for instance, working out is one of my things. So on my bingo card, I have going to the gym 3 times in 1 week. Right. So I know that if I'm able to get up and prove to myself that I can go to the gym 3 times in 1 week, I'll be able to continue to do that habit because I've already shown myself that I can do it. Same as far as speaking a different language. I have practicing Spanish for like 30 days straight, no breaks consecutively. Right. If I go ahead and start it for 30 days and I'm able to complete it in that 30-day cycle, research tells us that it takes 21 days to start a habit. So if I push myself by going a few extra days to 30, that habit has already started and it's going. So my big vision board of being fluent in Spanish, having that body that I want, I'm able to accomplish it by playing a game in 2025 and marking off those goals that I have for myself, the little goals that will help me get to the big goal. So one of the things that another thing that I did with my bingo card was I broke it down in sections. So I have personal goals and I have professional goals on there. I want to be more intentional as it pertains to the connections that I have to people, family, friends, business relationships, but more so friends, right? Because people tend to neglect the fact that a friendship is a relationship. So when you have a friendship and you see it as a relationship, you're able to be a little bit more intentional, because when we're in a romantic relationship, we're doing what? We're dating. We're trying to make sure that we check in with that person, make sure they're good. But our friendships, we just kind of, hey, girl. And we just keep it going. There really isn't much intentionality there. So one of the things that I wanted to focus on this year was that intentionality when it came to friendships. So I have on there going out with one friend in a month. We're going to go. We're going to have a girl's night, right? That way I'm able to balance out those goals of personal and professional. And it's fun for me because I've set a prize of once I strike bingo, your girl is going to be at somebody's spa. Okay? We're getting a massage. We're going to try that new restaurant. The trying a new workout class that I wouldn't necessarily try. Like rewarding myself for hitting those small goals, because I know that is leading to the big one. So a bingo card is definitely a must. Highly recommend in 2025.
Because I'm a visual person, so I'm visualizing the big one, which is the vision board. Mm-hmm. And then I'm visualizing a smaller board, which is the bingo card. So do you write every, okay, so say my vision is get a new job, get engaged, get a new apartment, whatever the case may be, right? Each one of those three things, do they each get an individual bingo card?
That's on the individual.
Okay.
So you have to think. There is, I believe there's 25 spaces on the bingo card. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But you would have to fill up that card with 25 different action items. So would it take 25 different action items to get a new apartment?
So it is like an actual bingo card where you have that bingo in the middle. Yes. And then, so if it's an apartment, it would be one action would be saving money.
Yeah.
Another action would be, I'm a visual learner, so I'm telling people visually. So it would be saving money. It would be looking for apartments. It would be, what else can we say? That ain't gonna be 25.
it would take some work to fill it up. If you broke it up in that capacity. Mm-hmm. So that would be all personal goals, right?
Okay.
So whenever you would put those items on your bingo card, you want to make sure they're SMART goals, right? Is it measurable? So how many apartments would you look for? Look at five different apartments. And once you look at five different apartments, then you'd be able to cross that box off.
Okay.
How much money would you need to save? If it's $5,000, save $5,000. Or you can get creative and break it up and say, save $500. Save $1,000. Save $2,500. And then as you get to those goals, you can mark them off.
Now, see, how I would do it is I would put them in columns and then have bingo at the bottom and then do the steps that way.
You could do that. You could do that. Again, it's however you would want to do it. With me, the way I did my card was I counted all the empty spaces on the bingo card that I would need. And then I just sat down and thought of the different steps it would take for me to get to my bigger goals. And I wrote them out, and then I just threw them on the bingo card. I didn't place them in a specific order to get bingo. If I did all of these things, right? Like put all my easy items in one so I could get like a guaranteed bingo. I didn't do that because I didn't want to psych myself out and just focus on the easy things. So mine is very mixed, right? Very, very mixed. But all the goals
and then it makes you feel like too, when you do it that way, it makes you feel like you're actually accomplishing something, mm-hmm. as opposed to you doing, like you said, all the, just the easy ones. And then it's like with the easy ones, okay, that was, you really didn't, I mean, you worked, but it wasn't like work because they were easy, as opposed to you just going and you doing what you're doing. And you're like, oh, okay, I did this. I did this. It makes you also too, it kind of gives you that motivation to be like, okay, I actually did accomplish this. And when you put something in front of you, it's easier to kind of manage your progress on, right. And it helps you remain accountable to on, you know, what it is that you said you really want to do and actually putting the work behind it. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And it helps you not finish that bingo card at the beginning of the year. I was just joking with a friend the other day. Cause I was looking at my bingo card like, how can I get my first bingo? Why did I do this? This is crazy. But we sat down and we mapped it out. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm going to go horizontally first and we're going to knock off each one of these things. And doing this show with you marks off my first bingo card item.
That's awesome. I love that. Yes. Cross that off.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So, you know, you can also use to, I guess you can put in the bigger goal and then have ChatGPT help you with, you know, getting all the extra. And then, like you said, just filling them in randomly. Or you can do something fun and practical. You can write them all down on a piece of paper and then put them in a hat or mix them up. Mm-hmm. And then as you pick them out, then you can put them on the card and let fate decide. So yeah. That's another fun way. I'm just, you know, as people are listening, giving them practical ways to do certain things. But yeah, that sounds like fun. That sounds like something that you can do individually. You can do it as a couple. You can do as a group. Yes. That is definitely something that people should incorporate when they're doing their vision boards or just even in life in general, if they have like a certain goal in mind, to use that bingo card to make sure that they're being held accountable, especially if they don't have accountability partners, because mm-hmm. nowadays adults need villages too. And that's something that we don't have.
Yes. Actually, right now, the U.S. is going through a loneliness epidemic.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see it, but I didn't know that it was actually, wow.
It's a thing. It's really bad. I would say probably about 70% of the clients that I see, one of the biggest issues that they face is they don't have community.
Wow.
They don't have community. A lot of times it is associated with the fear of judgment, not wanting to put themselves out there and be vulnerable because we don't want to get hurt, right? We're making assumptions that nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Who wants to be friends with me? So they don't. And so they isolate. And it leads to symptoms of anxiety, depression, sabotage. And it's pretty sad.
Yeah. And, you know, we are known for, I always say that we are the most anti-social, social media generation ever. Mm-hmm. For us to have so much, I think we have the most access to everyone now than we ever had before. And that has made us even more isolated mm-hmm. and, you know, selfish in a way, because we don't check on our people. And if we ask them, how are you doing? We really don't care about the answer. That's just like a rhetorical statement. Mm-hmm. And people are just checking out of here in alarming rates. And I'm glad that you actually put that on your bingo card, you know, to just really check in and, you know, as far as friendships and stuff, because people have come across our minds and we won't even reach out to hit them up. And we should do that, because they came to your mind for a reason. You don't know what people are going through behind closed doors. Depression looks like a smile.
It does.
It doesn't have, you know, a solemn face, you know, not all the time. Just like that dancer that passed away, that Ellen knew, Twitch. He was always smiling, always dancing, always happy. And then you get the news that he's gone. He had a whole family, a wife, kids, you know? So it's like, you have to check in with people and really be, there go my favorite word again, intentional mm-hmm. about your conversations, you know? Really ask them how they're doing and care.
Right.
Because they might be living with a person that doesn't even ask that. COVID taught us a lot about people that we were attached to, whether it was romantically or platonically, mm-hmm. that a lot of people that we are claiming ain't really for us. We attach to them for a specific reason, and it's not always good. So we definitely have to get back to being intentional about our time and our people, because life is definitely too short, and the children, they need to see something better than what we're giving them, because
right.
this is not the adulthood that I thought of when I was a child. This is not it.
Say that. But you know, I feel like my generation is shaking it up, and they're starting to become aware of that break, right? So they're doing things differently.
Yeah,
they are doing things differently.
Because I don't know if you look like you're around my generation, I want to say. But I was brought up in the generation where children should be seen and not heard.
Yep, I'm from that generation.
And now we are learning how to be seen and heard mm-hmm. and showing the babies that it's important to be seen and heard as well, because you being seen and not heard, that's how depression starts. That's how childhood trauma starts. That's how all the things that get swept under the rug, and then you pick bad in relationships, romantically and platonically, because you're supposed to be seen and not heard. You're people pleasing. You're not voicing your, you know, opinions as such. You're not sticking up for yourself, letting people run all over you, because you were taught to be seen and not heard. So now we have to be the blueprint, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think it skipped the generation. Like our grandparents was the Rosa Parks, the Martin Luther Kings, you know, all of them. They made a difference, which allowed our parents to kind of just like ride the wave.
Yep.
And because they rode the wave, now we have to make the difference and teach the babies under us, no, you still got to keep making the difference. Don't ride no wave. Keep making the difference mm-hmm. and, you know, keep setting the bar so the next generation can continue to set the bar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do.
We do. And it starts in our household. So like one of the things that I allow my kids to do, which I'm pretty sure it drives my mother insane, but speak up. If something doesn't sit right with you, or mommy hurt your feelings,
yes,
say something. If mommy said she was going to do something and she didn't do it, say something, right? Don't hold it in. Let's have a conversation about it. As long as you're being respectful,
mm-hmm.
communicate.
Yeah.
Communicate. And boundaries. We got boundaries over here. If you don't want to hug them folks, you got to hug them folks. You do not have to hug them.
You don't got to go over Ray Ray house because that's your cousin.
No.
If you feel a way, keep that feeling, because mm-hmm. God gave you that for a reason. Mm-hmm. So let's honor that and, right. you know, not force anything, because that's how everything starts.
Exactly.
I know your mother itching when you say that. Speak your, what? Speak your, yeah. You being grown. No.
No,
we're teaching you how to speak up for yourself and communicate and you know, say what's right and what's wrong or how you feel about it. Because how my intention might not be how you perceive what I'm doing.
Right.
If you felt like, so for example, like my son, he plays sports. He might feel a way that I can't go to his games. Mm-hmm. But my intention is to be there, but I can't go because I have work. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't know to prioritize that if you don't say nothing, you know? So it's like, you have to make sure that you have these conversations with your kids because, again, they have so much access to so much stuff. And that's including bullying now. Growing up, you know, after 3 o'clock, you wouldn't have to worry about it the next day. They went on to something else. Mm-hmm. But now it goes past school. Mm-hmm. It's on the internet. People are DMing. They could create a whole group to just bully you. Like, it's worse. So you really have to instill that in your children. That's very important that you talk to them as well. And that could be a bingo card all in itself, right? To just have that intentional time with your family, mm-hmm. to talk to your kids, to instill certain, you know, values in them, because we didn't have that growing up. Family dinners, you know.
Family vacations.
Yeah,
we're bringing it back. That's all mine. Family vacations. Yeah. At the beginning of the year, we sat down and I had everybody just blurt out, what's your dream vacation? Where do you want to go? Let's talk about it. We're going to make a decision as a family. It's not going to be something that mommy and daddy says, oh, we're going to go to a theme park and you don't even care about that theme park. What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm. Making them feel like they have a say-so. And this is your family too. It's not a dictatorship where it's just us and then y'all just do whatever we say. You are allowed, oh, let's go grocery shopping. What kind of snacks do you like? You want to pick one snack? You know, make them feel like they you know, they're a priority.
I have my oldest, they send me a list. I'm like, okay, what's missing? Text mommy a list. Text mommy a list. I'm going to go through that list and I'll be like, yeah, no. We're not doing that one. Let's try something else. Right? But I'm going to get majority of what's on the list as long as it's not too crazy.
Yeah, but that makes them feel like, you know, they have a voice. That makes them feel like they're heard. And that's basically what it's all about. They need to have a safe space because the world is not safe. Mm-mm. So for you to come home and you have peace, they need to know what that feels like. So when they are in other situations that don't feel like this, that's when you know it's time to remove yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's very, very important. So, you know, I want to give you a moment to tell people how they can support you. What's next for you? What's coming up? And if you have like any advice you want to give in regards to like mental health and the importance of it, I'll let you do that now.
Okay. So by the time this podcast airs, my email list will be out and individuals will be able to sign up for that email list on via Instagram, Facebook. You can find my company under Selfly Enterprise. That's SELFLY Enterprise. And what you'll be able to expect from this email list is gentle reminders, right, of different ways and techniques of how to prioritize your mental health, how to check in with yourself, how to utilize the support systems that's around you, different little boundary techniques, and just really pour into you so that you can pour into other people. It's a project that I'm working on right now. I'm really, really excited about it. It's my way of giving back to the world. Especially for those individuals who desire to have mental health support, but it can be expensive. I recognize that. So I wanted to create something that will allow you to have a space to kind of get some feedback from a therapist. So I'm really excited about that, and it should be coming out here within the next few weeks. It'll be launching in February. So when it comes to advice, suggestions, I just say, recognize it's okay to say no. recognize that it's okay to get help, and make assumptions that people want to support you, right? It's not always negative, and it's okay. You'll be okay. Do that bingo card and set some small goals for yourself and go be great and make 2025 your year. It can be your year with intentionality.
That's our favorite word. That's going to be the word of the day. Intentionality.
It is.
Yes, it's important to be intentional because you can't control other people, but you can control how you take up space in the world. You can control how you make others feel. It's important to create legacy, ministry, and understand that you are here for a purpose and not just, you know, just be taking up space in a negative way. So you definitely have to be intentional about the people that you're around, the things that you read, and it's a whole thing. That's a whole nother episode on what you need to be intentional about.
It is. And then don't fall in the rabbit hole of comparing yourself to other people.
Yes, right? Do not compare your chapter 2 to someone's chapter 15, because
your journey is your journey.
Yeah, and you can't despise small beginnings because you don't know what that will get you to. Just focus and stay focused in the moment and understand that whatever you're going through is going to prepare you for what you're about to endure next. And like I said to my sister one day on the episode that we had, it's kind of like a video game. When you're on level 1, you know, it's like easy breezy. You go through the episode. I mean, I keep saying episode because I'm a podcaster. I can't help it. You go through the level. And then when you get to level 15, you notice that something that you did in level 1 is in level 15. And because you passed level 1, it's easier for you to pass level 15 because you remembered what you learned in level 1. So it's the same thing. People have to really hone in on the moments and trust the process, because everything is made for that specific time to get us to where we need to be. Yeah. But I thank you for coming on here. And this is your first podcast ever. You did it.
Thank you so much for having me.
I enjoyed it. And you know, I'm going to share you out to like any podcaster that I know. So be
ready. Okay. Well, send them my way.
I will. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope, if anything, you remember how important it is to be intentional. Be intentional about everything that you do this year. Be intentional about those vision boards. Be intentional about who you have in your space. And most of all, be intentional about what you say. So as always, I want you to remember you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next time, you guys, talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.